to impose any type of land warfare against us other than hit-and-run raids and foraging raids. And these were devised specifically around the reduction of the plantation systems, the farming systems that provided tobacco for those letters of marque that could escape with tobacco products or commercial seamen that could get their crops out. So the blockade really brought the farmers to an economic crisis. And along the Patuxent Valley, many of the plantations that did not succumb or assist the British, provide them with foraging for their fowl or beef or whatever was on the plantation that they needed, chickens or whatever, they were burned. The majority of the Patuxent Valley did not want the war in the first place. They had voted against it in the previous election, as did 95% of all of Maryland, except for Baltimore and Harford County, voted against the war. So when the British came, they were not too concerned about keeping their own farms because the U.S. government was not protecting it. The government was focusing on the invasion of Canada. And the consequence of this was that we had no military forces other than a few very poorly managed regulars and the Maryland militia, which was not doing very well. After the war, many of the farmers were bankrupt. There was the state of Maryland was bankrupt. The United States government was bankrupt. So the Patuxent Valley, which had been largely laid to waste by the British all the way up to Nottingham, was incapable of coming back. And by the time of the onset of the Civil War, farms were still in terrible disarray. Many of the farms had closed up. Some of the great farms had shut down. So this was the role that the Patuxent Valley succumbed to. And indeed, many of these agricultural establishments in the Patuxent Valley did not come back until the beginning of the 20th century.